yet another COVID-19 casualty, the fiscal health of your state. It's the Business News Headlines for Tuesday, the 5th day of January. Thanks for being here. Another round of retail closures were announced today. Guaranteed basic income, it's starting to catch on. Control of the U.S. Senate is in the balance as Georgia votes the up and the downside of that. Americans seem to be buying cars and trucks again. The fourth largest car company was just recently created. The New York Stock Exchange is set to ignore the Trump order to delist Chinese stocks. We've got the Wall Street Report, and hey, fatherhood is coming back.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Tarot International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, socially responsible recruiting, centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com. And Arion, a solutions provider, bringing unique and scalable business support services and serving for-profit and nonprofit organizations. Aurion.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, as we say every day, you can follow us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the pandemic has brought job losses, death, and the destruction of your state's economy, and we're not done yet. Go Banking Rate has the story out today. According to a report released by the Brookings Institution, the current pandemic has significantly reduced revenues on local and state levels. Not only has COVID-19 killed thousands of jobs, especially those that are classified as low wage, but sales of products and services have also plummeted. States are losing money from both sales and what the taxes on those products and services would normally bring in. Unfortunately, those numbers will continue adding up for years to come, even as local and state economies fight to regain equilibrium. While federal funds have helped soften some of the economic blow, the money is a one-time Band-Aid and can't be counted on for continued support. Outside of the Great Depression, the pandemic has been brutal on the overall economy. The contraction point is now down by nearly 33%. That's the worst since the Great Depression. Hardest hit has been the hospitality and entertainment industry, with some retail not far behind. That will change once we climb out of this, but it's all going to take some more time. What nearly every economist says is necessary is more fiscal stimulus dollars must happen in order to fix state and local budgets. Speaking of the pandemic and retail, today Macy's announced another round of store closings. This time the number is 45. The closures are part of a previously announced plan by Macy's to shut 125 locations by 2023, which the retailer outlined last February. At some locations, liquidation sales have already started. The rest will start later this month. During the Democratic primary season, Andrew Yang was best known for his proposal to give every American 18 to 65 a basic income of $1,000 a month. The idea even caught on with the Pope. Well, now some cities are starting to put the concept of a basic income plan into action. According to reports from CNBC, at least 11 direct cash payment programs will be in effect this year from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania to Compton, California. Meanwhile, another 20 mayors are indicating that they too are marching in that direction and taking initial legislative steps to implement some type of guaranteed basic income. Over 3 million Georgia voters had already cast ballots when the polls there opened this morning. Much is on the line as a win by the two Democrats would give control of the U.S. Senate to the Democrats, allowing the Biden administration to move forward with many programs from additional stimulus to health care. However, if the Republicans win at least one seat, the Biden-Harris agenda will be sidetracked, much like the GOP Senate did to President Obama during his final 6 years in office. Business, meanwhile, is on the fence. Well, sort of. Business leaders know that a Democrat win will mean more money in the economy, which will help the recovery, but that will also mean some tax changes and regulatory changes that seems to worry them greatly. So stay tuned. General Motors, the nation's leading car maker, says that consumers are back to buying vehicles again, and that is a good sign. In fact, the company said today that overall car sales to U.S. consumers are now back to where they were before auto sales fell sharply in the spring. It's an important milestone for the industry and a much faster recovery than many experts were forecasting. But, and you knew there would be a but, before you pop open the champagne, not all vehicle sales are back. Fleet sales, which typically make up about 20% of overall U.S. sales, are still way off, said GM. That's especially true for sales to rental car companies, which account for roughly half of fleet sales. Meanwhile, Toyota reported U.S. quarterly sales that ended in December rose 9% compared to a year ago. Toyota traditionally has not depended as much on fleet sales as some of its rivals, and for the full year, however, Toyota's sales were down 11% from last year. In other vehicle news, shareholders have approved the Fiat Chrysler PSA merger, creating the fourth largest automaker. The deal is expected to close on the 16th of this month, and the new company will be called Stellantis. Stellar. Yeah? Late yesterday, the New York Stock Exchange made the decision to not follow President Trump's executive order to delist Chinese-owned companies from the trade. And that, well, that didn't sit well with the administration. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin called New York Stock Exchange Group President Stacey Cunningham to express his disapproval with the exchange's surprise decision. The surprise U-turn raises questions about whether the exchange acted hastily when it announced its decision to remove the companies China Mobile, China Telecom, and China Unicom on New Year's Eve. But the New York Stock Exchange's reversal far from insulates the companies from eventually being delisted before November, when U.S. investors are required to divest their stakes, according to U.S. officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity. Speaking of Wall Street, the markets reversed course today as the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed by 167 points to close at 30,391. The NASDAQ finished the day up by 120 points to 12,818. And the S&P 500, which really tanked yesterday, was up by 26 points, gaining back about half of what was lost yesterday and closed at 3726. Boeing was the best performing stock on the Dow, gaining 4.4%. Energy stocks gained 4.5%, their biggest one-day jump since the 4th of December. And oil today briefly broke above $50 a barrel for the first time since February of last year. And finally, there is this. The pandemic has upended how we work, how we shop, and how we parent. How much will change in the future, particularly for fathers? Well, USA Today suggests in a piece that as vaccines begin to roll out, some dads may not want to return to their old routines. Although women have still taken on the majority of household tasks, the number of couples who said childcare responsibility were evenly split rose to 56%. That's up from 45% pre-pandemic. And get this, 68% of dads say that they feel closer to their kids. That's according to a Lean In survey. 68% are feeling closer to the kids. So, hey, at least there is that. And that's a wrap on today's business news headlines. Thanks so much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And that music you're listening to right this moment, well, that was created by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.